Israeli warplanes have pounded the besieged Gaza Strip shortly after the regime agreed to an Egypt-mediated ceasefire deal with Palestinian factions. Israel's military says that it carried out the attacks in the east of Gaza in response to mortar shells fired from the besieged enclave. Israel claims the air raids targeted the positions of Hamas. The strikes came after Palestinian groups and Israel agreed on a truce deal. However, Palestinians had warned that they reserved their right to respond to any Israeli aggression. Earlier on Saturday, Israeli airstrikes in Gaza killed two teenagers and wounded more than two dozen others. Palestinian fighters responded by firing rockets and mortars into southern Israel, wounding several people. The Israeli Prime Minister described the attack against Gaza as, quote, the most painful one since the 2014 war. Benjamin Netanyahu warned of more attacks on the besieged territory. Israel has waged several major wars on Gaza since 2008. The conflicts have killed thousands of Palestinians, mostly civilians. Political commentator Robert Enlakish believes that the Israeli attacks are targeting the civilian population of Gaza, not the Hamas positions.
Israel are trying to punish the civilian population of the Gaza Strip and provoke some sort of response out of Hamas. The population in Israel have been pushing for a war lately, very much so because of the kites that have been flown over the crossing into Israel, burning some of their land. So they thought it would be a great idea to tighten the already illegal blockade of the Gaza Strip. They cannot target Hamas positions because Hamas work underground. The only way they could possibly target Hamas position above ground is if they target areas where they've shot from. But are Hamas going to be so stupid as to fire a rocket from an area, and these are just scrap metal fireworks, glorified fireworks that never do a thing. They fire it from an area. Are they going to then remain in that area and wait around for the Israeli rockets to fall on them? No, of course they're not. The only way they can do it is for a ground invasion to inflict any sort of damage on Hamas, or to completely flatten Gaza City in order to unveil the tunnel system. They cannot strike Hamas.